words we have from selected verses throughout the scripture, talking about being first, standing up. Live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, working side by side the faith of the gospel, not being frightened in any way by your opponents, for it has been given to you on Christ's behalf, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer in him, to suffer for him. Stand firm and hold to the traditions you were taught. Be alert. Stand firm in the faith. Be brave and strong. Your every action must be done with love. Always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. However, do this with gentleness and respect, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Please stand.
Sudden thing that happened here not too long ago, but it's a big loss when you lose your mom. There's no doubt about that. Hope you received your bulletin as you came in today. Just want to highlight a few announcements that are in the bulletin this week. Let you know that Tuesday at 7 o'clock, there is a church council meeting at 7 o'clock here at the church. And on Wednesday night, it's at 7 o'clock, not at 6:30, but at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night, there is a new DVD study that will be started in the Fireside Room, entitled The Rock, The Road, and The Rabbi. And Denny Strzok will be leading that study. And if he's not here, someone else will pitch it for him. It's just like a, is it five sessions, Denny?
Six sessions.
It's going back to Israel, a lot of things that have taken place in Israel, how it looks like today, and some of the things that go along with that. And it's going to be a really good study. So that's starting this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. And Thursday, we do have a Philippians Bible study from noon until 1 o'clock for those of you that don't know what to do with your lunchtime. Or if you're retired and you go like, there's nothing to do. Hey, come on. Be a part of the Lunch with the Bunch on Thursdays from noon till 1. You never know what you're going to get there. Last week, a bunch of rhubarb showed up. And I did make rhubarb sauce. Okay. And I tasted it last night, and I'm going like, Mom, let me So I have my wife make angel fruit cake today. Put that on. Oh, it's going to be good.
But if you have to run out for any reason,
then it'll come by your place, Bob. There's other people that you see in the bulletin for prayer requests. Lana, is it Lana or Lana?
Lana
Miller, who is the sister to Linda Johnson. She's in Rochester after having surgery, and Shirley Berry is recovering from back surgery in Sioux Falls. Anything recently on that?
She is home.
She's home.
And I have not heard from her, but I just know she's home.
All right. And got it done, which is beginning of the recovery process there. So that's just all the announcements that I'm going to make here today. I'll turn it back over to the praise band. Once I pray, Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the moms that are here today. And Lord, we thank you for the memories that will be shared this day, if it's a mom that is still alive and here with us, or if it's a mom that has been gone for a few years or a number of years. There will be times of remembering, good memories of what she was like, what she did that made her special in the lives of those who talk about her. So Lord, we just thank you for the rain that you brought to us yesterday. Thank you for the love that we find that is here today on this day of honoring moms. May you come and reveal yourself through your Holy Spirit in each heart that is here today, young and old and everything in between. That Jesus lives, Jesus is alive, and Jesus is coming back again as he promised.
Thank you.
Your praise is on every knee.
Thank you.
Praise be, and can be seated. There's no one like Jesus. Before the message, I want to give you a chance. Prime the pump today. What is it about your mom that you remember or that you would like to say to her today? Caught you by surprise.
She never let you leave the house without a hug.
Okay, she never let you leave the house without a hug. Mom, why didn't you hug me? Anyone else? What's that?
Thanks for not killing me.
Yeah, thank you, Mom, for not killing us. Yeah. They wouldn't do that.
I want to thank her for giving us the confidence to do what we needed to do.
Confidence. She was your biggest supporter.
Yes.
Okay. My mom loved my children so well. Sometimes when I couldn't do it so much, she stepped in and was a great, just they could do no wrong in her eyes, so that was cool.
Well, you couldn't have done too bad of a job. Your kids are here with you.
Great.
So that's good. Good to see you. Anyone else?
Regardless of how badly I could screw up, it was unconditional love.
Yeah. Unconditional love. Moms have a way of doing that. I don't know how they do that, but they do. Anybody else?
She was a great cook.
Great cook, yeah.
I love my mom's food.
What was her favorite dish that she made that you say she's a great cook?
Everything. I don't, you know, I can't think of anything right off the top.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, she made toast taste good.
Toast was good. That's,
everything was good.
No matter what she touched, it turned out really good.
She always made us try to think about the other person. She always was one to, yeah.
Sure, what you always said about truth.
Oh, is it kind? Is it true? Is it necessary? Whatever we're talking.
Okay.
Is it kind?
Is it kind? Is it true? Is it necessary?
It might be kind and true. It might be true. But is it necessary, Tuesday?
It was probably true that my mother said that I would probably get married, but I waited till 41, so 1941. No.
How was your toast this morning? Anyone else? What do you think about your mom?
My mom gifted me with the love of reading.
Okay. Love of reading.
My mom was one that made me go to confirmation and get my lessons down all the time.
And you never did them, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I still acted up.
Go ahead.
My mom's Thanksgiving dressing. Nobody else can make it like that. And her brownies.
Okay, Thanksgiving dressing.
Yeah. She taught me to grin and bear it.
Okay. Grin and bear it.
Mm-hmm. I think the most I remember my mom's was the encouragement that she gave. Okay.
Encouragement. Yeah. Well, I know if my mom encouraged me, I would have still stayed on the farm. You never would have liked me going away. But I cried a lot, too. You know that. But she's always there. Something about hearing your mom's voice. Appreciate it while you can. Anyone else?
I'm thankful that my parents gave me a Christian legacy. They took us to Sunday school from day one.
Yes. Christian legacy. Growing up, hearing about Jesus, learning about Him. It's a great thing. Okay. Pressure's off all of you. I invite you to stand as we hear a text today from God's Word. I do have kind of a mother's, it's kind of a mother's message today, but you'll see as we go along. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. John 15, 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Heavenly Father, thank you for your teaching here in your word, reminding us that everything you are is how we understand who the Father is today. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers that you have given to us, and what they have taught us over the years, as well as maybe even still teaching today for those that are younger. May you bless them. May you bless your word today, we pray as well, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The title today is Mom is My Friend. And we're going to talk about that probably more at the end of the message today, but I want you to be thinking about how was your mom a friend to you? When was it when you decided that she really was your friend, or is my friend? About home time, they say, you kind of wise up and get a little more mature when you hit 25 years of age. God uses mothers in showing us his compassion, his gentleness, and his love. A lot of things we learn from our moms that are also kind of characteristics and traits that we find who God is in the Bible. Our text today is about Jesus teaching us who God is and what he's like. A relationship between Jesus and his Father reveals a lot of the characteristics that moms have or can have in Christ today. Remember last week, the message? How many remember last week's message? If you weren't here last week, don't worry about it. But I remember who was here. Charlie? What was last week's message?
About the vine and branches.
Very good. Who's the vine? Jesus is the vine, and we are
the branches.
What does the branch do? It bears
fruit.
It knows what? It bears fruit. But it cannot bear fruit on its own. It has to get everything from the vine, doesn't it? So you need to be connected. The branches need to be connected to the vine. But Jesus definitely wants to have us bear fruit. So here's some traits I just want to give you today what Jesus teaches us in his word here in John. Is that he's talking about that there's a relationship between the branch and the vine. You know, the vine is Jesus, we are the branches, and there needs to be a love relationship to stay connected with him. Because love unites the disciples to Jesus. Those that followed him, they followed him because they loved him and they knew that he cared about them. He provided for them. As branches, we are united to that vine, just as love unites the disciples to Jesus. Some translations in your Bibles, you probably have the word abide, or the word remain. And we're to remain in Christ's love. And so there's two results that come out of this relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. The two results are a love that he gives to us. We don't have it in ourselves. He gives us a love that he has. And that love also has obedience that goes with it. The word obedience is something that you really don't like. Especially when you're younger. You have to obey mom, you have to obey dad. Right? Sometimes that goes over well, sometimes not so good. Sometimes you wake up on the wrong side of the bed. And you just, no matter what anybody tells you, you don't want to listen. And your parents go like, what got into you today? Go back to bed and go to sleep and get up on the right side of the bed this time. But there's that love relationship that's given to us through Christ because he's received that same love from his Father. And Jesus' command is this: love each other as I have loved you. How much does Jesus love you? How much does your mom love you? How much did your mom love you? Jesus' love is beyond our earthly mother's love towards us. You know, when Jesus called his 12 disciples to follow him, he never planned for them to have a life of failure. But he wanted to teach them that their obedience in what his word says is going to guarantee them success. But you have to obey in order to reach that success. Obedience brings fruit. And joy is a result of fruitfulness. Obedience brings fruit. But the joy comes as it's a result when you see fruit. A lot of times the fruit that you have, you realize it's not you that did it, it was that God worked through you, or worked in you, and the result is like, wow, I could never have done that, I've never even thought of it, I don't even know how I did that, but God used you. And you have joy in that. So joy comes into our lives because Jesus intended that his disciples, that their lives should be joyful, not burdensome, not boring, but joyful. Being a Christian is a life where there is joy in your life, and it shows. Sometimes even on your face. I'm looking over you today. There's some joy out there. Oh, there we go. I like you right there. Well, maybe that's not a... Is that a smile? There's joy. Jesus wants to bring joy and give joy to us. But it's a joy that doesn't come from the world. It's a joy that comes from knowing him and what he's done for us. We realize, as we read our text today, that Jesus says that you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. One of the wonderful things about Jesus is that he sees us as a friend, and he makes us a friend as whoever believes in him and trusts in him with their whole heart. A servant is someone who's told to do something and they cannot talk back. Say, I'm not going to do it. Of course they can, but then they're going to suffer the consequences. But with Jesus, he says, I want to be your friend. And I'm going to tell you everything I know about my Father. And I'm going to show you some things that he's able to do in your life and for you if you love me. And that's really what Jesus did. Because friendship is a partnership that's based on love, trust, and confidentiality. You can have a friend, but you know you got a friend when you can say, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to say anything else. I don't want you to say this to anybody else, okay? Because you trust that person and you know they're going to hold it in confidence. And if you've ever broken somebody's confidence, that confidentiality, it's not a good thing, is it? You just lost a friend, more likely. Because that person will say, I told you not to say anything, and you're the only one I told, and so no one else should have known about this, and I know it came from you. Never happened to you? It's not a very good feeling, is it? Jesus says that we can be his friends because he himself laid down his life for his friends. We know that he went to the cross. He went there for you. He went there for me. To show how much he loves us. We did not choose him. He chose us. So remember, we're the branches. He's the vine. I shared that with somebody this past week, and going like, you know, it's easy for you sometimes to feel like you're not able to do anything. But we're a branch. On the vine. Make sure you're just connected to the vine. We abide in him. We are there and we receive everything we need from the vine, who's Jesus. So don't get down on yourself. We know that Jesus tells his disciples, he says that even though you're branches, I still want you to go and to bear fruit. And what kind of fruit does he want us to go and bear? Fruit that will last. Fruit that will last for eternity. Not something that's going to be temporary and done. But it's going to be fruit when you say, Lord, I thank you because only you could have done this. Jesus' command does not change, nor is it a suggestion. Two times he mentions in our text today that we are to love each other. There's something about being a disciple that we not only love God, we love Jesus, but we're also to love people around us as well. A love that moms gave to us. We've heard that before the message today, some of you that shared. We talked about how a friend loves even when they know everything about us. That's a real friend. I can tell you anything. You're still going to love me. You're still going to care about me. You still want to be my friend. You don't find too many people like that in this world. So let me ask you this today. How well did your mom know you? Or how well does your mom know you today? Remember, moms are not perfect, but Jesus is. What would the church be like today if it were not for moms? Think on that one. There are a lot of moms, grandmas, great-grandmas, who still are very active in the church. Dads and grandpas, they don't mind. As long as they want to do it, let them do it. Some of you have grown up with a mom, and you don't know what it is like to have a loving, caring, and joyful mom who is your friend. There are people who grew up in homes like that. I'm glad I was not one of those. I've heard some horror stories of people who don't even want to go there to discuss their mother because they can't think of anything good or what she did or what they do think of it wasn't anything good to talk about. You may be here today and be one of those children. I'm just saying, you know, when I think of my mom, I'm just glad I moved away. I'm glad she's gone. I'm glad I don't have to put up with her. Yada, yada, yada. If you are one of those kinds of children today, good thing you're here. Because God can help you if you'll humble yourself and let go of the hurt, the things that you remember being said or being done, and just start by forgiving her. Forgive her. Think of all the dying soldiers on the battlefields over whenever there's been war, that their last words were heard by somebody else, when somebody who knew they were dying and they're calling out to his mom. Mommy, Mom. And no one could go and help that soldier. It's probably the last words. His last thoughts were thinking about his mom. When you see people on TV in the sports world waving on the camera, they don't have the camera, what do they say? Hey, Dad, how you doing? No, they don't say that. It's always, hey, Mom. Something special about Mom. It's been a difficult past year or so. When COVID-19 has hit, and we think of the moms, especially the elderly ones, who are in nursing homes, that you couldn't go see. Well, they heard about their friends who have passed away and who couldn't even go to a funeral. You had to see them outside of a window. And some moms can't hear. Some moms don't recognize you because you're wearing a mask. And get scared of people who come into the room with a mask on, like, what in the world's going on here? But that's what COVID-19 has done in the last year. If your mom is still around today, it'd be a good idea to give her a call. If she can hear. And just tell her how much you care about her and how much you love her. There's nothing worse than to feel isolated and not have anybody around. God made us social people. That's why I'm so happy to see so many moms here today. That you get to rub shoulders with a few people, if you want to anyway. It's just good to be back together again. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as our moms think about us often, as our moms worried about us, moms prayed for us, moms taught us many different things. Gave us an unconditional love even when we didn't deserve it. But there's a side to our moms, Lord, that we see a love that you have for us today through your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, refresh us, renew us. Revitalize us today. Make us thankful. Make us hopeful that life is worth living. Not because only Mom is around, but because you lay down your life for each one of us. And that you want to give us a joy in this life. Regardless of what we hear on the news, regardless of what we read on the internet or in a paper or a magazine, regardless of what we hear on a radio or an iPad, or what we read on a cell phone. Lord, this world truly needs to know Jesus, because he is the answer to all that is going on in this world. And it's because people don't want Christ. People reject Jesus. And they reject God. And you think that man can solve all problems. And Lord, we know that that is just foolishness. So I don't know what's really going on, but Lord, you're still in control. You're still on the throne. And I'll put my faith and my trust in you regardless of all that is happening, what is read, what is heard. And give me the boldness to tell others about your Son, Jesus Christ, and then to place their faith in him, because he is the real life changer. So Lord, I just ask these things. I thank you for our moms, as I pray in Jesus' name. May we pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Please stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. Receive the benediction today. Bob plays the last song. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And may you know that your mom is your friend. some flowers for the moms today in the narthex as you come in. Help yourself. There's a napkin so you don't get your hands wet. You can put it underneath there. And you know, I forgot that somebody did this every year. So I went out and bought some flowers too. So there should be more than enough flowers out there. And but have a wonderful Mother's Day. Glad that you came today. Blessings on you.